next coach on the teleconference is Michigan State's Mark D'Antonio. The Spartans are 0-5 in conference play and 2-6 overall. Michigan State visits Illinois on Saturday, a noon Eastern time kickoff on ESPN News. Coach, thank you for joining us. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
We'll go straight to questions.
We'll take those now.
To ask a question, press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, follow 2 prompts, so we'll conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Adam Biggers, todaysyou.com.
Hey, Mark. Good afternoon. I remember talking with Tyler O'Connor back in spring, and he was using words like he felt like he was in a role that he was born to be in, that he was very much comfortable with the way that his path of leadership was going. I was wondering, just what have you noticed out of him this season? It's obviously been kind of a situation at quarterback. How has he handled this, and how do you maintain confidence? How do you maintain his confidence during the shuffle?
Well, first of all, he's done an outstanding job. I mean, he's an outstanding leader, and he has been prepared for this. You know, he's seen this program for 4 years, so he knows our system and things of that nature. And it's very difficult when you go through a situation like this, especially when you're the quarterback. I would say probably it's as difficult as it is when you're the head coach, almost, for a quarterback. He's maintained his maturity. He's maintained his leadership throughout this. When we went with Lewerke for a short time, he maintained his composure. And then when he did have an opportunity to come back in the second half for against Northwestern, he threw for 280 yards, I think, and 3 touchdowns. So he had one of his finest performances at that point in time. So he will continue to push through this. That's the makeup of him as a person, and we're very fortunate to have a guy like that in our program in this situation, because he has resolve.
If you don't mind if I follow up, just what could you kind of detail maybe some of those discussions with Tyler? And I'm kind of interested in the angle of, and correct me if I'm wrong, isn't it good for a quarterback to have that feeling like, okay, this is my team? And he's had to share it. So I guess from that perspective, what have the conversations been like between you and Tyler?
Well, first of all 3 of our quarterbacks have done a great job, and Brad Salem really orchestrates that, our quarterback coach, of keeping great chemistry between each of them. So there's been no issues there. Those discussions are sort of in-house that you have with people, personal conversations, but they've been positive conversation, and he's an extremely understanding person. So he understands that there is a point where you have to allow somebody an opportunity to take control of the football team, especially if it's a redshirt freshman and you're a senior, that as time goes on, you need to be able to build for the future a little bit. But as I said earlier, he's been extremely mature, while maintaining his competitiveness and his confidence level. And that's why I think that he's been able to continue to focus. And, he was down with an injury for the Maryland game, so he was out for a week. So that limited his playing time as well. But he bounced back this week and got the start. And that's based on his performance during the week.
Appreciate it, Mark. Thanks.
Thank you.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number 1.
Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, thank you. All right.